I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Illinois and Chicago have filed a lawsuit aiming to stop President Trump from sending hundreds of National Guard troops to Chicago. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says this is overreaction.
You guys are framing this like the president wants to take over the American cities with the military. The president wants to help these local leaders who have been completely ineffective in securing their own cities. And we have already seen there's a positive formula for that. Look at Washington, D.C.
Late last night, a federal judge blocked the deployment of troops to Portland, Oregon.
With all due respect to that judge, I think her opinion is untethered in reality and in the law. The president is using his authority as commander-in-chief, U.S. Code 12406, which clearly states that the president has the right to call up the National Guard in cases where he deems it's appropriate.
Troops were about to deploy to Portland. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.